correct me if I'm wrong, but a pretty big win last Friday night, yes?
Very big, yeah. No, it's the team's really excited, and this week, you know, coming out to practice, kids are motivated, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
Well, let's go back over that game with Swampscott, because you know, a big win. You guys scored a lot of points, and the Big Blue, you know, a home game, and it was a night game. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, they actually rented lights, so we got an opportunity to get over there on Friday night.
So bring us through that one a little bit. How'd the game unfold for you guys?
Yeah, so actually, I think the previous week against Winthrop, we had driven the ball down inside the 35 five times. We had a difficult time in the scoring zone, punching it in. But overall, offensively, we were very productive. We just, inside the scoring zone, we had a tough time. And going into Swampscott week, we really had a big emphasis around getting it done inside the scoring zone. And the offensive line took a lot of ownership of that. And, you know, when we came out against Swampscott, anytime we got inside the scoring zone, you could see it in the offensive line surge. You could see it in the attitude and how they're approaching each down. And we were fortunate enough that, you know, the five times were inside the scoring zone in the Swampscott game that we were able to punch it in.
Well, let's start with the guy who gets all the credit, and then we'll talk about the line that did it. What about your young running back, Mr. Gaskins, who racked up 202 yards, three touchdowns?
Yeah, he had a great night. I think one of the big things is that after our second possession, you know, obviously a lot of guys were keying on him, and it just opened up things even in the passing game. So we had a strong play-action game pretty much from the second series on, and that also helped Vinny, you know, in the run game. So he's somebody, he's a high-character kid, and he works hard every day. He's a great kid to coach, and every day he seems to be getting a little bit better. So we're real excited to see him get out there on Friday night.
What's his running style? His, you know, what's he look like when he carries the ball?
I think the best way to describe him is he's a post-contact player.
Ooh.
So he's somebody that when he does get hit, he's a tough guy to bring down. You know, if you even evaluate the Swampscott game, you know, a lot of his bigger runs, he broke probably three or four tackles. You know, so he's a guy that if he gets moving, he's hard to get down.
You know, and a lot of that, I think you mentioned character, too. A lot of that has to do with inner drive sometimes, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And you know what? I think one of the things with Vinny, too, is that he gets the guys around him excited. And I think that they feed off each other. So if he has a big run, you know, the offensive line gets really excited and helps drive him to work a little bit harder. And right now, there's just really good chemistry. They're working hard together. And you know, a lot of the miscues and some of the challenges we faced early in the season were starting to clean up, and it's starting to come together a little bit.
When you watch the film, what do you see from your line? Who's a lineman or two that had a particularly good game for you?
Yeah, so I mean, our offensive line in general, when we grade them, the offensive line as a whole graded out in the high 70s, so 77%, which is you know, indicative of how well we move the ball. Some top performers, one of the top performers was Joe Diaz. Joe Diaz is a junior. He plays an offensive guard for us. And, especially inside, he really did a nice job, kind of getting, especially in their particular front, where we were running the ball a lot. He was a primary guy we were running behind, and he did, one of his best performances.
Excellent. Now, Coach, is there an aspect of the team that you're most pleased with in terms of improvement over the course of the season, say from preseason now to here we are at the midway mark, you know, something that you're really happy that the kids have listened to?
Yeah, I think I would say, I mean, defensively as a whole, I would say that we seem to be getting stronger each week. I would say we had our best performance on Friday night on defense. Swampscott had a lot of athletes that can get things done in space.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to be able to control that situation as well as control the inside run game, it really spoke to kind of where we've come as a defense. And I think that that's really anchoring around some of our linebackers that we have out there. So Jackson Hannaford is playing the Mike linebacker. Xavier Cole, one of our captains, is playing the Sam linebacker, and Tyler Skeffington is playing the Will. And those guys have really stepped up. You know, one of our primary linebackers, Felix Cruz, actually went down after the Saugus game with a broken thumb. And he unfortunately hasn't been able to play. So we got guys getting in there in critical games, really stepping up and doing a nice job in there.
Well, speaking of critical games, you've got one coming up this weekend, I believe, at home.
We do. We're excited that it's at Bertram. You know, as you guys probably know, Salem, it's been since, I think, 1999 the last time Salem beat Gloucester. So for a lot of these kids that are playing this game, they actually weren't even born the last time Salem beat Gloucester. So there's something there that's making this game a little bit more special outside of just the overall, you know, the ranking in our conference. And the kids understand it's a big game. They can see it on film. They know what's coming. And they're really excited about that. I would say they had the best practice all year today.
I saw a game, Salem-Gloucester game, I don't know, 6 or 8 years ago when Gloucester could have challenged Everett that year, I think, and Salem was not playing very well. And it was at Bertram, and Gloucester turned the ball over 5 times in that game, and I believe Gloucester managed a 6-0 win. So, you know, I don't think there's that kind of disparity between the two teams this year, but the kids have got to be pumped up for this. And also, you know, winning against Swampscott has to instill a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I think anytime you go on the road, especially in that type of environment where you have a team that's renting lights, they're playing on their home field in a setting that they don't normally play, and to go out and play with confidence like I saw, we definitely had some defining moments where we had, you know, put offensively and defensively in difficult situations, and the kids responded, and we're starting to build a culture of responding in difficult situations, which is critical if you want to win big games. So
excellent.
Some of these pieces are coming together, and I think that hopefully the timing's right, and we can get things done on Friday night.